Blog Talk Radio.
Trouble. You have to do yours in the morning.
But the reason for calling you this evening is to ask you to participate in the engagement of my beautiful daughter, Sandra, to Norville, Washington.
Norman! Is where you think you are? Princeton?
You fuck off, fuck your own country, you jungle bunny! And you!
This is my fucking country, lady!
This court gets one scratch rasta.
The more come the prosperous I am. Light of this world, I and I redeem as a rastafari. I shall lead I and I to the promised land. Babylon.
Tiff is happy when his whores giggle. He knows they are still asleep. All whores have one thing in common, just like the chumps humping for the white boss. It thrills them when the pimp makes mistakes. They watch and wait for his downfall. A pimp is the loneliest bastard on earth. He's got to know his whores. He can't let them know him. He's got to be God all the way.
And we're back. We're back. Not very long of a hiatus, but a semi-hiatus, as it were. I do want to take this opportunity to thank Miss Michelle 1L McDonald for helping us stick it to the man one more time. Really appreciate that. And, of course, if you guys are just turning in for the first time, this is the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Man, I don't know. We were gone and, you know, missed you guys. Really did. We're back, though. Fuck it. We got some great shit going on tonight, too. I've got a little bit of, we got some edits, some Amon Tobin. We also have Gorgon Sound, Little Dragon, Ja Rastafari, and Ishan People, which is actually coming up next. This is actually one of my favorite tracks of the evening. Been looking forward to playing this one. And I got to be honest with you guys, this could be one song that may have brought me back from the dead. Yeah. That being said, number to call in, 805-856-2808. This is Ishan People, Your Money or Your Life.
My living.
was Ishan People with Your Money or Your Life. Ishan, of course, meaning actually one of the Edo state languages from the south geopolitical zone of Nigeria. And Ishan is actually believed by many historians to be actually gaining its origins from Bini, meaning they have fled or they jumped away. I don't know. Seems like an interesting fact to me. I'm not sure. But that's neither here nor there. We got some other great stuff going on. Yeah, I got a little culture for you guys tonight. We're bringing in some different people. I know that you guys may have been used to the previous set lists of Draconian Vampire Tunnel. And I know we played a lot of Little Dragon. We played a lot of Birdie Nom Nom. This time around, we're going to try to mix it up a little bit more. This one is actually Giancarlo Gazzini, Italian, of course. And the name of this song is Under Drama. Yeah, we'll be right back.
A liar, I'm a martyr and a poet, and I'm leaving LA with a bunch of meth in the trunk of my car. Next year, Bones gonna go down to Dallas to pick up a prostitute to put in the trunk of my car. America doesn't talk to me anymore, she just makes gurgling sounds. America, shut the fuck up, I can't hear the engine.
That was Giancarlo Gazzini with Under Drama. Sometimes under drama means that you find yourself in the back of a poet's car while they're driving to Dallas. And, you know, if your last name is Steele or something like that, you maybe know what I'm talking about. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. But that's some good stuff, man. I really dug Giancarlo Gazzini, Under Drama. Really good shit. Of course, if you guys are familiar with Riz Ortolani, which we've played him a couple times on this show, yeah, maybe you'll dig Giancarlo as well. Coming up next, I don't even know. I like saying this band's name. I like the band's name, or the musician, the artist. It's Edit. Name of this song is More Lasers, and you know what? Couldn't agree more. Always could use more lasers in the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, which is still closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
in the front door of the auditorium. He knifed me in the side with his elbow. Then, Cobb style, from the side of his mouth, he whispered, "Delansky, the heat." The bastard's head was on a swivel. He was looking everywhere at once. I felt mad butterflies with stingers ricocheting in my belly when his eyes spotted me and locked on me. I froze. His eyes were still riveted to me as he walked up the stairway straight for me. I pretended to ignore him. He walked up behind me and stood there for a long moment. Then he dropped a hand like an anvil on my shoulder. He said, "Get up, I want to talk to you." My legs were shuddery as I stood in a small alcove with him. He said, "Where were you around 10 after last night?" Relief and courage flooded me. That was easy. I hedged. "Why?" He said, "Look, punk, don't get cute. Where were you?" "Don't answer. I know where you were. You were out on Crystal Road in the nighttime, burglarizing the home of Mr. and Mrs. Frank Ebert. Nighttime burglary is 5 to 10.
This is the Project U news feed for July 31st and August 1st of 2012, brought to you, of course, by the Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire information, as well as information about your mother's medicine cabinet and Project U radio. Today's news feed is actually about Underground Voices. New issue out. Online, monthly, great stuff. Over there, they got some really great shit going on. Of course, poetry by Adam Galinsky, Jack Marlowe. Looks like Steve Young is on there as well. And it looks like they got some great fiction over there with Matthew Akinson, Timothy Bearley, Ron Dion, and other people as well. The great thing I like about Underground Voices, though, is that it's one of the only publications out there out of Los Angeles, small press that pays for fiction as opposed to poetry. I like that. That's kind of cool. I dig stories, man. I'm sorry. I do. But, of course, you guys, please go to www.undergroundvoices.com and find out all about that stuff. Hell yeah. Coming up next, this is one dope fucking song. But I'm going to go ahead and put out a disclaimer for this song because it is very dangerous. This video for... Amon Tobin, Proper Hoodage, is the scariest fucking shit I have ever seen in my entire life. Don't watch the video. Don't watch it. I know you're going to watch it anyway, but please, I'm begging you, I'm imploring you, don't watch this video, especially at night by yourself. It will fuck you up. That being said, coming up next, we've got Amon Tobin, Proper Hoodage, maybe some Gorgon sound after that. I don't know. Depends on how we feel here. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. Yeah, be right back.
Hello and good morning. I would like to introduce you to a minority group in our society which doesn't have it as easy as you or I. We call them fascists, neo-Nazis, arsewipes. Of course, they are right-wing radicals. I know what you think. They are dumb, brutal, and a neurotic danger to society. You're certainly right there. But let's take a closer look.
In everyday life, a right-wing activist has to cope with obstacles which other people wouldn't even notice. When compared with us normal people, for him, the task of making contact socially can be extraordinarily difficult, the result, isolation and loneliness. Similarly, the right-wing activist's desperate bids for social recognition, perhaps through sporting achievement, only seldom meet with success. And it is a fact all too often overlooked that the majority of public buildings are simply not designed with the needs of a right-wing activist in mind.
These pictures make it quite clear. Right-wing activists need our consideration and our help as well. For example, through social projects designed to make them feel as full and equal members of society.
Hitler!
Damn, that gave me the fucking chills that time. I didn't even see the fucking video. That was Amon Tobin with Proper Hoodage. Hoodage. W or excuse me, double O. Goddamn, I'm high right now. Shit. Proper Hoodage, HOODIDGE. I'm about to show my ass. Some fucking eerie sounding shit. And like I said, if you're feeling brave, watch that video. Just do it at dark, or at dusk, or before dawn. Anyway, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Gorgon Sound, Find Ja Way, coming up next. Some of you guys might actually recognize some of these tracks from the 1980 release called Babylon. Really great movie. You guys should definitely check that out. And I'm not talking about the stupid fucking thing with John Travolta dressed up as a space-age kangaroo. I'm talking Babylon. I'm talking Haile Selassie. I'm talking King of Kings, Lord of Lords. All that good shit. This is Gorgon Sound, Find Ja Way, right here on Draconian Vampire Tunnel, Is Close to Repairs, or, as I like to call it, DVT-CR-FM.
You think you're the first guy to drop his glass eye in my martini?
Right now, them fool long enough, them not fool we again. Right now, what up in the hall? Lion! Lion! Lion in the hall! So what we say, we can't take no more of that. No, 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 we can't take no more of that. Say, 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 we can't take no more of that. Bong didn't lie, no, we can't take no more of that. No, we can not give them says we can't take no more of that. Chronology, I say, we can't take no more of that. Chicken or machi, I say, we can't take no more. Babylon books tell us we can't take no more of that. Lion or rocket to set.
Right now, the fool is long enough to stop who we are again. Right now, what you'll be in the yard? Lion! 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 Lion!
Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of Judah, Jah Jamjung, Depon Dildomaka, the Dogheart Gorgon Downpresser, who that fallen fashion rude boy?
I think we have a similar taste in women. I don't find the strap-on thing all that much of a turn-on. It doesn't do a thing to me because I'd rather have an actual dick than be fucked with by a girl with a strap-on. If I let myself be fucked by a girl with a strap-on, I also don't think that I want to suck it like a dick. That's just stupid. Like, my same-sex partner is going to get off on me slobbering all over her hot pink plastic schlong.
Across the face with a fight chain, I'd call myself a black whore, a Mexican tortilla maker, and an Asian philosopher. I would cuddle up to me at a 90-degree angle and whisper, please, don't eat my thunder sandwich. I want to snuggle with me and all. I don't want to eat my thunder sandwich. Beginning of the end with When She Made Me. No shit, like, I'm serious, that was the name of the band and that was the name of the song. A little bit of funk, man. I'd be honest with you, like, when I first heard that, I kind of thought I'd heard that in an Ocean's 11, 12, or 13 movie. I don't know, maybe it'll show up in an Ocean's 14. I'm sure they're already planning that shit. What do we got left? What do we got left? What do you play before the end of everything, at the beginning of the end? I don't know. Little Dragon, maybe. Yeah, definitely Little Dragon. That's what I want to play. That's what I want to hear just before the end. Little Dragon, this is Thunder Love. Introduce you guys to a brand new concept that we came up here with the Draconia Vampire Fact Research Team in the Route 66 studio basement. New idea, just run it past you, you know, flip it around, see what you think about it. Little Dragon Thunder Love Tai Chi. I'm telling you, it works wonders. I'm not even kidding with you guys. You should try it. Play Thunder Love, do some Tai Chi, follow the rhythm. All that great stuff. Be like water, as Bruce Lee once said. Be like water. I think that was Bruce Lee. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. We got 10 minutes left of the show. To be honest with you, it's hot as fuck, so we probably won't be going into after hours anytime soon, but we still got some other stuff for you guys. Yeah. It's a little DJ Smash. Name of this song... is Naked City. Yeah, Naked City. I'm down. Let's go. Naked City, DJ Smash right here. DVT, TR, FM. Yeah.
Stop.
Naked City. A little bit of acid jazz, if you will. I love the trumpet. Speaking of crazy sounds, you know, sometimes I'm stuck here in the middle of the Draconian Vampire Tunnel and happen upon, you know, certain conversations and whatnot, and I just learned while that song was playing, while traversing the numerous tunnels that make up the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's like a wormhole. But I was actually heard a conversation a minute ago, and apparently Johnny Cash is the epitome of the term outlaw. Could have fooled me. But I guess I'm stating it on the record, Draconian Vampire Tunnel gladly admits that Johnny Cash coined the phrase outlaw. I hope you guys can hear my enthusiasm and my sincerity in my voice when I say that. Because you can't see my face right now. And you don't know how sincere I'm actually being when I say that Johnny Cash is the reason that we have outlaws. But that's neither here nor there. This is the end of the show. I really appreciate you guys coming around, hanging out. We'll probably be coming back Tuesday, I think. Maybe, if Michelle can talk me into doing another one of these. Asian Dub Foundation is what we got left. This is Scaling New Heights, and I think that's a nice number to go out on. We think that we're going to scale some new heights here, definitely. Asian Dub Foundation, Scaling New Heights. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. See you guys next week.